Today's Harris Interactive poll found 17% of customers at the country's largest banks saying they're ready to leave. Only 44% say they're satisfied. Contrast that with more than 70% of customers of nonprofit credit unions who say they're happy. Now, small business advocates have long been pushing for people to shift their money to locally owned or smaller banks. But in October, an L.A. gallery owner pronounced this Saturday, November 5th, Bank Transfer Day, hoping people will switch. Suzanne Woolley is managing editor of Bloomberg.com's Personal Finance. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And to the Bank Transfer Day, we should also add Molly Catchpole. She was the young woman who started the Bank of America debit card fee protest. Some say she helped force that bank to stop those fees. She moved her money to a community bank. So is there a sense something's going on here? Harris Interactive says this is a tipping point. How so?
I think a lot of people have fee fatigue, not just from banks, but from other service providers like airlines and hotels. And credit unions are not-for-profits, so they tend to be fee-friendlier than banks. They offer checking accounts with no fee often. They have better rates on CDs and consumer loans often. And the traffic on a website run by the National Association of Federal Credit Unions surged about 350% last month. And some of its members were reporting they tripled new accounts in the third quarter.
But tell us, you know, some people don't even know what a credit union is. Can you just walk into it like a bank and join it?
In some cases, you can. They're actually pretty easy to join. Usually, if a relative is a member of a credit union, you can join, or even a friend of a friend. There's one where anyone who's a member of a local PTA can join, or at the Pentagon Federal Credit Union, if you donate blood or money to the American Red Cross, you can join.
You should be able to join a credit union.
You should be able to, yeah.
And they are going aggressively after bank customers with this day coming up. What are some of the things credit unions have been doing?
A number of them were holding parties at their offices with pizza and soda, and they're offering, you know, if you open an account with them on that day, they will give you $50, or you'll be put into a raffle to win an iPad 2.
We noticed a credit union here in Boston offering people not only free checking if they have a direct deposit, but they're also offering no ATM fees for their credit union, but also if you have to pay a fee at some other bank's ATM, they will pay you back.
Yes, they're offering some really attractive deals, and I think there may be a tipping point here where it really resonates with consumers who are under a lot of pressure with high unemployment and just feeling, you know, feed out in the wake of this this move to add monthly fees to debit cards, which the big banks have really backed away from after they saw more of a consumer outcry than they expected.
But Suzanne, what are things that a big bank, let's say a Bank of America that spans the country, might offer that either a credit union or a small locally owned bank doesn't? I mean, what would be the benefit of staying at a big bank?
Big banks offer a lot more outlets. They have a lot more, you know, brick and mortar shops. They have a lot more ATMs, and they offer, in many cases, a wider array of products than a credit union can.
Well, Suzanne, what do you think is going to happen this Saturday? Already people have been moving to credit unions. What do you think is going to happen, and how do you think the banks are going to react, even just to the number of people who've already switched?
We've already seen a big reaction in the banks just in the fact that they backed away from the debit fees, the monthly debit fees that they wanted to put on accounts. I think banks have obviously noticed the outcry among consumers, but at the same time, people that I've spoke to do expect banks to continue to add fees in perhaps less visible ways. The estimate that banks are losing as a result of having the debit fees capped by the Dodd-Frank Amendment is about $6.6 billion. So banks are going to be looking for ways to recoup that money. It doesn't sound like they're backing away from new fee plans entirely.
Well, and the banks that are not going to be scrambling as much to recoup that money are the nonprofits, you know, the credit unions, and they don't have to have that kind of a big revenue.
No, I think for them, this is a great opportunity to market heavily and increase their membership.
Suzanne Woolley, managing editor of Bloomberg.com's Personal Finance. Suzanne, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So what think you? On our Facebook page, Stephen Solomon writes, we're planning to move to digital credit union as soon as we can untangle our online banking with BOA. That proposed debt card $5 fee for using our own money was the final straw. We'd love your thoughts. Just go to herenow.org. You can get to Facebook or email right there. When we come back, another protest in 30 seconds here and now.